I thought I sent you an email that the memorial service
for that day. Could you please act as the host to deliver the mic?
I think the lunch starts at 1.
I've been to this location
in Alhambra once.
Is it nice?
You? Yeah, it's
like
a
long server.
That's all I'm, it's like 15 years ago. I don't remember.
Are you ready to start?
You can start. Public comment?
Public comment.
I got Kate coming in. She's going to do the public comment.
I just worried that
Mike, Madani.
My name is Mike. I'm the head of the taxi union in LA. Taxi driver union in LA.
Put the mic closer to your mouth so we can
hear you. Unfortunately, there's a lot of things going on here. First of all, next week is Sunday. I'm going to get the Emmanuel Church for Blessed number one. Number two, today is the Pride Parade of LGBTQ in Rangis. More than 500,000 people are there. Where can you find better audience talking about KPFK? If you can pick up one out of 100 over there, KPFK, you don't have to even do fundraising. What a stupid policies governing this radio. You are sitting here chatting for what? 500,000 people over there. Young, old, hip, black, white, yellow, red, whatever. What are you doing? You know what you're doing? You are just destroying yourself. Okay? Because what's going on in this radio, program director Kevin Fleming, he doesn't know what he's doing. FGM doesn't know what he's doing. Who's doing what? They're fighting me. They're suspending me for what? Politics? Twice. This happened 2 days ago again. Okay? He comes in. I don't know you. Who gives a fuck you know me or you don't know me? I'm working with the radio. I've been here with the radio, this one, and KPFA before that. You even wasn't born. What are you talking about? Who are you? Are you going to suspend? Are you going to kick out Mansoor Sabah? He took his pants down, showing his ugly ass. If it's okay, I can do it right now. I'm going to take my pants down right now. Are you agree with it? It's okay to take my pants down so far,
Fine with me.
Yeah, you want me to go ahead?
I don't care.
Okay,
no,
let's do
you.
It. You're taking it to
the
second
test?
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
This radio and the capitalist fascist slave are destroying this radio. They don't have good programming. Their programming sucks. They don't have audience, they're losing their membership. What are you doing? Just having a party every time you get together? I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for what's going on, but you're not getting nowhere. With this situation, you're not getting nowhere, okay? If I put a lawsuit for Mansoor and for the radio, you're going to be worse than that. Either kick him out or you see the consequences.
Thank you.
I want to respond to some of the things and then get into the financial stuff, but the a loan that's signed is no longer confidential. A loan that may be in negotiations may be confidential, but once it's signed, that's absurd. It is the public's money that is paying for everything. They get to see everything. I have asked to see this so-called NDA provision in a loan, and nobody's been able to provide it. I'm doubtful as to whether it exists, and I think the PNB should release it publicly. one of the benefits of keeping things secret is that people can say whatever they want about it. And the so-called miraculous settlement on the Empire State Building is not... other people say it was neither miraculous nor a good deal for Pacifica. So only when that agreement is released publicly will we know whether it was good or not. The monthly payments are approximately $21,000. I will talk about the financials soon, and KPFK is probably going to have to stop paying their central services. So, at best.
I have to call your time, and if there's no other people, you can come back.
I think we have a couple others.
But thank you.
Hi, I'd like to read a public comment on your guys' Facebook page. It's important.
Can you put a bit louder?
Right, I think it's important you guys see kind of what's in the public view, some of the opinions that people have. And one of the friends of mine, couldn't be here today, says, I just realized that I'll be canvassing for Bernie that morning with a few thoughts. He says, I have listened to Democracy Now! Since it was an election and special show. It aired at 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. for almost as long. I was there when Democracy Now! Was almost forced out. Now we have to deal with interruptions during the fundraisers of the, excuse me, voodoo self-help programs. And now Stephanie Miller. To be fair, with the advent of the World Wide Web, a lot of the political gifts are now available on YouTube. This is very disturbing in the sense that it has shifted the station's direction to that of one that panders to those who can afford self-help gifts.
Can you speak louder?
And away from those who cannot even afford to make ends meet. How can we bring it back to equity? I personally think the network as a whole should leverage the Pacific Archives with online subscriptions. We have a constitutional crisis. Sorry. We have a constitutional crisis in this country, and Trump is just a symptom of that crisis. I have told many people that I have a PhD in sociology and political science from KPFKU. That was because of concise, unbiased investigative reporting, and in general, not being afraid to speak truth and power using factual information. Now the crisis is misinformation using wedge issues along identity lines that bring some together and divide others. We need to fight for the important rights of all people and not use it as an opportunity to vilify others. KPFK needs to stop promoting shows that are based on opinion and more on shows that are interested in unbiased examination of the issues, healthy debates, non-personal bias.
Thank you. That's
can I just 2 more seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
We all need KPFK to be at least a voice in the wilderness, one that takes the road less traveled, to be the agitator that gets the clothes clean, not one to follow the crowd or one that puts its energies in areas that are not solution-based.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi. So I want to thank Paulina and Michelle for bringing up the transparency issue. It's important to a lot of people who cannot be here to say so. I also want to thank the folks who brought the snacks today, pistachios and tangerines out there. And I want to request that you try to restrain from bringing products from the wonderful company which both of these products are.
Oh.
So educate yourselves about Linda and...
The Resnicks.
Yeah, the Resnicks.
What company?
Just look it up, the wonderful company, and you can find the stuff they're doing. They're monetizing, they're privatizing and monetizing the water supply in the Central Valley. There are farmers and people who have lived there for centuries who can't use the water under their ground because these folks feel that they own it. So we really need to be careful whose products we're purchasing. There's plenty of other companies to get, you know, delicious pistachios from. Thank you.
Go to somebody else.
Hi, my name is Fiorella, and I frequently am a news reporter on certain stories with Ernesto, and I'm also in media frequently. I do a YouTube show, and I'm extremely aware of the problem with social media for the radio broadcasting, but instead of looking at social media as a foe. We need to look at social media as a comrade, someone that can work in tandem to build radio, because radio is now popular through podcasting. One of the amazing things we could do here at KPFK, and something I definitely want to explore, is the idea of having more type of podcast shows. If we look at YouTube and what's popular, Jimmy Dore is popular, leftist hardcore shows are popular, not shows that are commonly seen on MSNBC, CNN. That's not what KPFK is. And that is what people love about KPFK, is the fact that we are giving people real news that people need to know nationally and locally. And I think we can work together, regardless of our own beliefs and our own egos, and sit down and find and formulate ways to use social media. Twitter is one way we can actually grow our audience, because I've seen the power that Twitter has, and the power that it has to mobilize people and also uphold certain radio stations and certain voices and kind of throw them out in the forefront. So I think it would be a wonderful idea to have this.
Thank you. You can okay, this is the last comments, but I want to tell you, there's going to be another 10-minute comments after this. But this is the last person.
So there was just to kind of comment on, I guess, the crisis all human beings are feeling across the globe. Alvin Toffler, a futurist, a theorist, said we were going to begin to ask more out of our jobs. We're going to begin to ask more, you know, more meaning. And Alvin Toffler was a capitalist, as many good men in this country have been. And, you know, whether you feel like we're facing waves of violence against Americans abroad, be it in a war setting or you're visiting a country, the sentiments against America are very real. The sentiments against the European Union, NATO, are very real. Forces, gangs, guerrillas, all recognize the interference as a big problem. So we're going to face a wave of unending violence. So we can look at it and battle it, or we can look at each other and say, okay, maybe it's time to compromise and stop working against each other in this room and the station we're connected to. But, you know, the world's turning against the United States, and that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you. We have 3 minutes extra from the first period. So we've got three. If there's no one else, it goes back to Kim.
Regarding social media, I've been trying to get them to do that for 10 years. If you look in your last GM report, the GM said he hired somebody part-time to do social media. I went to that CAB meeting, and you're shaking your head no.
No, I'm just...
No, Paul is.
Yeah, I didn't
think I was able to do it. But that was in the GM report, saying, well, we just hired this person with social media. So I took it as his word, and then I went to the CAB meeting, and the PD says, well, our program is too crappy. We're not going to do social media. So there you go. Where'd that money go, and who made that decision, and why? And by the way, not just Ken was at the CAB meeting, but Grace Aaron and Paul. So that's three LSB members. So I don't know who gets to be included or not in your CAB meetings. As participants. Last month the treasurer said, oh, we're so, which was Ken then, we're so far ahead, you know, we're ahead of our budget, which is misleading at best, because you've already added 6 days to your first half of the year in fund drive days. Do you know how anybody here? Anybody here know how many fund drive days there were in the first half of the year? Anybody? No. 75 days in your first half of the year, okay? And you're broke. okay? And you have totally overestimated the budget for the second half of the year. You're going to be sorely disappointed in how much you're not going to get. So what are you going to have? Starting at 150 days just to get to zero, maybe? Last year's budget, as some of my emails show, I said you're going to have $600,000 in fantasy revenue. The end of the year was $600,000. No, I said $600,000 in fantasy revenue, which is what you got, right? Right, Ken? Your $375,000 surplus wound up to be a $65,000 deficit. This is bad budgeting, people. And the same mistakes that I wrote about last year were reproduced in this year's budget. So you're not even comparing anything to real numbers. Nobody in this KPFK knows how to make a budget in all this time. So you can keep doing that, but you're not, you know, you're going to wind up broke. So I don't know what you're going to do. The avoidance of that issue here today is stunning, as it was in the Finance Committee last week. It is stunning that nobody wants to talk about it.
Thank you. That's time for comment. And we're going to have another 10 minutes after a rather brief...
So you've got a whole bunch of hot questions.
...of our agenda.
One second.
I was going to recognize... Lawrence wanted to make a motion. Go ahead.
I have several motions.
Well, no. We're not adding several motions.
I have
business from the committees.
Yeah, the committees have...
And if it's within a committee report, that's fine. Is yours within a committee report? No. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion that in doing the director's report, if members think that there is some proprietary information that needs to be had, that we immediately go into executive session and answer those concerns.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Can you say it again? A motion was made to...
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I can repeat it, Grace, and hopefully Michael, you can capture it. So my motion is for the director's report, during the director's report, that there be a portion set aside after the director's report, that if there's any proprietary, confidential, or contractual or employee information that needs to be confidential, that we go into executive session and answer those concerns.
Immediately.
Okay.
Discussion on that? There's already a protocol for that. You just request to have go into executive session. It doesn't... It's an existing rule. So you're saying... restating a Robert's Rules of Order. At any point in time, you could say, I want to call an executive session.
Okay, so I'd like to reaffirm that because... There were some concerns today that question transparency of this board and some of the directors in regards to information that, in particular, Ms. Michelle Manos, requested.
Well, I understand. Well, Robert's rule says you want to call closed session, you can call a closed session at any time.
Well, I think this is my thinking, Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is my thinking. My thinking is that we know, as directors, what is proprietary and what is confidential, and we should take it be incumbent upon ourselves to be able to provide that information to other SME members who request information, or just stating that as part of our report that we need to go into executive session to discuss certain matters.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, well, I said what I said. So this is like discussion. So Nancy, then Grace.
Obviously, when I was on the Board of Trustees, we called a closed session, executive session, non-public for the three reasons indicated. But we always held it before the public meeting or after the public meeting. It's not fair to interrupt the meeting, go out, and all the people who've come, not be able to be here. If we need a closed session, I suggest we finish our public meeting and then we have a closed session.
direct response.
Okay, well, no, because this is not a Q&A. Let's go around, because we're having people talk about the motion. Bella, I'm warning you. Do not interrupt. That's a warning. Grace?
Okay. I hear what you're saying, Lawrence. However, most of the information that I withheld in this meeting is confidential PNB only. It's not available to the LSDs. It's only for the to be revealed to the national board. It's not available to the local station boards. Sensitive personnel information, for instance, that doesn't have to do with this station. Contracts where there are non-disclosure agreements in the contract that says that it's just for the PNB. We cannot reveal those. So it's not a matter of having it be in closed session here. But, of course, you can call for a closed session. But realize that if something is confidential to the PNB only, and you reveal it to the LSB, that is a serious breach of confidentiality and something that you could be removed from the national board for revealing.
Okay, thank you.
Direct response, well,
yeah, go ahead.
So I respectfully understand you, Grace, but I respectfully disagree that a lot of things that come out of the PNB, I don't believe that, you know, whether it requires an NDA or whatever, I really believe that information needs to be given to the fiduciaries that sit around this table, which also are fiduciaries, and they know what the consequences are. So I've never heard that some things are PNB only. That's for me, and I served on a PNB three times, once with him. And so, I mean, that concerns me. That really concerns me. And I understand Nancy's concern as well, that we don't want to interrupt the meeting. That's why I'm saying, if we know ahead of time, then we should know the same.
Okay, so the motion stands the way you wrote it, the way you said it? You want to vote on it?
Just add the caveat of, if we know that there's some proprietary information, that we should know this.
That's the motion. The director is aware of proprietary information
that should be shared.
That should be shared with the LSB. Make an effort to get a separate closed session scheduled.
Right.
Okay, that's the motion.
All right, so let me read what I have. A motion was made that if after the director's report there is any question dealing with confidential information, that we immediately go into executive session.
Right, so I want to strike immediately, as Ken noticed, help me out there, that if we know that there's going to be confidential information that we could divulge to the LSB, then we should notice, put a notice for an executive session or closed session. As
in the agenda.
On the agenda. Right.
So a motion was made that if...
Let's state it like this. Directors should be responsible for scheduling and noticing a closed session if they have material only available to the LSB but not the public. Basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. The directors should be responsible ahead of time to schedule a closed session meeting if they are aware of information that should be revealed to the LSB but not the public. That's the motion.
Did you ask for objection?
Got it? Close?
Yeah, I'm close. Let me just finish typing it now. That's people. Okay. Motion is to, the motion was made that directors should be responsible for scheduling a closed session if they realize that there is confidential information that can be exposed to the LSB but not the public.
Yeah. Good. Okay, let's vote, right? Okay.
Who's against?
Has anybody object to this motion? Done.
Okay,
thank you. So now we're going to committee reports, and I'm the first one because I'm the chair of the governance committee.
I have.
I know, but you're going to make your motions during a committee report.
No.
It's not from a committee. It's just from you as an individual.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me get through the committee This is on the agenda. That would be new business. Okay, so let's finish the agenda. I made an exception for Lawrence.
Oh.
Okay. So the Governance Committee recommended returning the three proposed bylaws amendments to the PNB due to their improper notification, specifically the 45-day notice, which has not been followed as stipulated in Article 17 of the bylaws, which were appended to an excerpt was appended to the agenda. And that's why they're not on this agenda. And so I think it's a moot point, whatever the bylaws amendments were, if they weren't noticed properly. Okay, secondly, the Governance Committee moved that any substantial motion information or bylaws amendments shall be sent to the entire LSB as far in advance as possible with the text in the body of the email. That's the highest priority as opposed to just being an attachment or a link. And that's true, but we had an example. I have to amend that and say, if possible, because we had an example where the general manager generated a report that was too large to even attach to an email. So you had a link to it. And that'll happen. I don't think I could manage to email people the bylaws. You'd have to link to it. But that's the intent, that it should go in the body. The third thing the Governance Committee did was we're pursuing information regarding a reported disturbance at the station which occurred on 18th of April 2019 in front of KPFK at 3 a.m. when there was a fire with two newspapers. And that's that. And that's about it for the Governance Committee. So next is the Fundraising Committee. Who's that? That's Rob. You haven't had a meeting yet, but you want to make a kind of a report?
A point of order.
Yes?
The first motion on that has to be, that was a suggestion.
Which one?
A recommendation. The first Governance Committee. It has to be approved.
What, sending it back to the...
It has to be approved by the PNB, right?
Yeah, it has to be approved.
We don't
by
have
the
to have a motion to follow the bylaws.
Okay.
We're just following the bylaws.
Point well taken. Good.
So fundraising. Go ahead, Bob. Rob Macon.
Fundraising.
Use a mic.
Yes, the KPFK LSB Fundraising Committee is scheduled for next month, June 13th, between the hours of 6 and 8 at the radio station. One of my focuses is that I'm going to be trying to solicit maybe up to like 200 volunteers to be involved with the committee as well. The people in the LSB and other members who want to be involved with it. So I'm already promoting that on Twitter and Facebook, that I'm promoting we just need lots and lots of volunteers. Some of the things I might suggest at the meeting is I was chairperson of the Cancer Society. This is a letter that I wrote that I sent out for solicitation along with if you want to make a donation, you can put how much you want to put there. And then there was a tax, a reference number down here. The other is that the same organization, I had a fundraising campaign. That's where the volunteers come in. We put the people in groups, and the people that go out and solicit funds for the organization. This is the revised proposal, KPFK LSB changing directions. You need a campaign. So this is one of the campaigns that I'll be pushing, and it describes what the campaign entails. volunteers, raising funds, promotions, and things of that sort. So this is just along with the other suggestions that the LSPN and those who want to participate come in and implement ideas, and we'll, you know, try to get, raise the funds.
Could you send that electronically to LSB?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
That's yours.
Can you leave the mic by him?
Let's finish all the committee reports first, instead of breaking the good questions.
We do the committee reports that have motions?
Well, you're the programming oversight committee. You're next.
Okay.
I want to point out something. I just did a count. I call a quorum count. How many people do we have here?
If one doesn't die,
Without a quorum, and motions that are passed by a majority, what would be a quorum if they...
If the vote exceeds what would have been a majority of the quorum.
Yes.
Okay.
But you're also at time certain.
Time certain, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, this is why I suggested 2
o'clock. Okay, so go ahead, Mike, program oversight.
All right, so the program oversight committee met. We reviewed the program evaluation criteria developed up to the investment ones from the...
But I can't hear them. I'm sorry. You've got to speak slower and louder.
The program oversight committee met. We reviewed the existing program evaluation criteria that was developed some years ago by the program oversight committee and the internal program council. We want to invite the program director to attend future meetings to discuss the program criteria and the program's handbook. And we brought forward the following motion for the LSB. Programming Oversight Committee moves that the annual program evaluation process of KPFK include 4 components: A, self-evaluation; B, peer evaluation; C, listener evaluation; and D, management evaluation.
Okay, I have to call. We're at the 2 hours. It's 2:04.
Which is why we need...
So the meeting is out of time.
Motion to extend, please.
How long?
We need to extend to 2:30.
2:30. Okay, we're going to need a 2/3 vote of what the quorum was for this meeting.
To extend.
To extend.
Okay.
So that's 2/3 of, what was it, 18 people?
No, quorum is 13.
13.
Yeah. We had, hang on. The quorum is always 13. The quorum is majority of the membership.
Yeah. Okay, well, we had 18 present at the beginning.
So you're saying that the Robert rule is 2/3 of the, what would have been quorum, 13.
No, who was present, always quorum.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
quorum is always 13.
We need
2/3 of
it. We need 12 people to vote yes to extend the meeting.
No,
you need 2/3 of 13.
A point of order. I object to that. That's not correct for Robert's Rules of Order.
What is it?
It's a majority of the original quorum when the roll call was taken.
Or in this case, 2/3 because we're taking the agenda.
Correct.
Look, I have the book.
It's the majority of quorum when the roll call was taken.
Yes, but quorum is always the same. Quorum is 13.
She's saying the Robert's Rules is 2/3 of the quorum when the roll call was taken.
Robert's Rules?
Can you look it up? Anybody?
Yeah, I can look it up.
Well, rather than have this, can we just move to a vote on that motion, which you have to do anyway?
I'll figure out the math later.
Yeah. Did you get the language, Michael?
Vote to extend, you mean?
No, the motion on the floor is the one from the Program Oversight Committee.
The motion's not on the floor yet.
Yes, it
well, the meeting is right. The meeting is over at 2. Go ahead.
No, the meeting is not over.
When the meeting is over, you're voting the business on the floor.
Yes, I have one question though. It said in the language of the motion, it said 4 prone points. I think, did you mean 4 prime points?
No, it says 4 components.
Components.
The annual program evaluation process at KPFK includes 4 components. It went out in the email.
Okay, since there's a consensus here that our meeting is not over, I'm going to put a motion as amendment to that, that we table this for the next meeting. Because there's not enough, let me finish my motivation. There's not enough people here to vote on this, and we're below quorum right now, and this is a...
No, we're
submitted.
We've got 13 people.
No, we have 12. And this is...
13.
This is,
you got 13.
Yeah,
we
got
13.
Okay. I'll still make a motion to table this.
You want a majority of the roll call.
Thank you. I still make a motion to table
Mr.
this.
Mr. Chair, Mr.
Which
Chair.
Which is not debatable, I don't think.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Go with Bella, and then Grace.
Mr. Chair, I believe that you are taking a Unitarian position.
Yeah.
To manipulate the procedure right now.
Thank
we
you.
Need the time, and there's a motion on the table that I propose to extend time. Originally, I asked this board to consider 2:30 ending certain instead of 2 o'clock.
So, so we're moving. All right. The question is, what vote do we need to extend time?
We have
so let's say it's 2/3. Grace
we're wasting
says it has
time.
To be
we are
yes, Robert's Rules of Order, man. Page 336, proceedings in the absence of a quorum. The only action that can legally be taken in the absence of a quorum is to fix the time to which to adjourn.
Thank you.
Adjourn, recess, or take measures so we can do it without a quorum.
Okay, so.
That's
13.
Yeah,
so how 2/3 of 13?
2/3 of 13. Okay, so we're extending time, no debate. Extending time to 2:30, that's the motion. In favor. Raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3.
Sorry, I drove down 8 hours in the rain today.
Yeah. Abstain.
So the motion, that's 2/3, isn't it?
Yeah, 8 of 13.
Yeah, that's 2 to 8.
8 to 3.
No,
it's 9.
8 to 3.
No,
so it fails.
Okay, so we're not extending.
Okay. Well, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn, which is not debatable and comes before everything else, to adjourn after the last period of public comment, and automatically will be adjourned after that.
Okay.
We have not heard from the committee.
There's a motion to adjourn on the floor.
Right.
It's not debatable.
Okay, let's vote. Motion to adjourn after 10 minutes of public comment.
Michael?
All those in favor of what?
Adjourning
after
10
minutes
of public comment.
You're asking for in favor?
Yeah, how many in favor of adjourning after public comment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's a moot point because we did not extend time. And he was out of time.
Okay. I'll make a motion to extend time for public comment only and then adjourn. We're adjourned. Just a second. No?
No, we voted on it. Extended time.
You're right.
We
failed.
Okay.
Failed.
Okay.
No, we did not.
Oh, we
did.
So good. Grace is trying to say let's not adjourn until public comment. Anybody in favor of having a public comment before we adjourn?
Having public comment before
We adjourn.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead.
Okay. A motion to adjourn is not available.
Right.
So, but I just want to point out that that motion would disallow the vote on the Program Oversight Committee motion.
All right.
Yes, it would.
And that is a violation.
What was that? I didn't get that last one.
That's the last business on the floor. It should be voted on.
No, that's not the
The personnel announcement.
No. We have other committees that have not reported.
Okay, so where do we stand here?
Committee report.
No, we're out of time. 204. We didn't get a vote.
There's a motion on the floor that needs to be voted. The Program Oversight Committee motion.
1 second. I don't think the motion.
It's 211.
I don't think the motion was presented.
Okay.
I heard it. I seconded it.
Point of order. The motion. The motion coming from the Programming Oversight Committee is not proper because it is in conflict with a P&B motion on how to evaluate programming that is specific to policy.
Point of order, point of order. You're arguing the motion.
No, it's a point of order because it's not a proper motion. It conflicts
with... Now you're discussing the motion.
It's up to the body.
That's different. That's the debate.
It's up to you.
That's off topic. So, again, we're out of time. We didn't get an extension. We don't have the votes to extend time. I really think the best thing to do is move that motion to the next meeting. Not now, but the next meeting. Then it could be presented. And, you know, we lost these other reports. We'll have to go faster next time. And allow for the public to speak for 10 minutes. Yes, go ahead.
Can I request Ms. Grace Aaron to provide us with the motion.
I sent it last night. I sent it to you last night.
The motion that contradicts...
Yes. I sent it to you last night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Can you look for it right now?
I look for it right now? Yeah. But let's see the public first. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to just try to put this motion out that we table this motion till the next meeting. Right at the top of the agenda.
I'm saying we're going to do that. Right now what's on the floor is the motion to adjourn after the 10 minutes. I just pointed out that that would eliminate consideration of this motion. That's all.
Oh, okay. You're pointing it out. So, yeah. All right. Okay, so let's go.
There are other motions that
need to be heard. Yeah, I understand that, but we're way past the time.
Yes, of course.
We're way past the time of the meeting.
Yeah.
So, here's what we're voting on. Getting 10 minutes of public comment, and then this meeting is over. Vote on that, okay?
All those in favor of adjourning immediately after public comment, please raise your hand.
Returning after public
comment? Wait.
Adjourning.
Oh, no, all no. Count me out. Please count me out.
Okay, then we're adjourned now. It's not...
Did you ask for opposed?
All those opposed?
I'm assuming this is a motion to approve on one side.
That's from 2009.
Abstain? Right, that's from the interim program council.
Okay.
So much for doing the people's business.
We've got yes, 7, adjourn immediately after public comment, no, 5. Abstain 1.
Okay, so let's go to public comment. Would somebody please service the mic? Rod is going to do it. Thank the public for waiting through that.
Somebody got
last 4 days ago, I went to two meetings, financial committee and governance committee, both of them. We have discussion about different issues. One of them was a fire. On 12th of April, we had a fire at the station. And the person who did that, he knew what he's doing because we have a rack of papers, newspapers over there. He didn't burn those papers, only burned turning the tide and channeling. That's stupid. It's no fascist does that, only Hitler did that. When you come, you want to fight with people that you don't like, or you want to agree with, and you come and burn their papers, and then Kevin comes in, everybody comes in, Jonathan comes in, Fred Blair was over there already, everybody comes in to cover that mess that they did. They don't want to investigate it, they want to just put it under the carpet and pass it on. They don't want to bring it to the LSP. LSP should know who was that stupid person who came to the fight. It only could be a person that has a special interest.
Right.
The person that works with the fascist slave here. That's the only reason that they come here and burn those papers. Those papers represent many, many groups and ideas that we're fighting if the radio is fighting for that. Unless you're lying, if you are lying. I know that you're lying. And then they had other issues.
Thank you.
They had other issues and...
We have other people. Other people want to...
Him just coming doesn't want to have a...
Let's respect...
...motion to have it in the LSP.
Thank you.
Next.
Yeah.
One of the things I'll point out is that the auditor has said that the audits, two of them, are going to be qualified, which is auditors speak for there are problems. And the problems, as he stated, is he was not able to get the documents required to actually do an audit. That's problematic, because basically you're putting out an audit saying we can't audit it because we can't get the documents, and they can't produce documents, so your organization is a hot mess. I can't imagine that the CPB would accept that as an audit, or the lender, or the California Attorney General. Now, the 2016 audit was not... It was qualified only as to the unknown liability of the pension monies owed. But that audit was a clean audit. Now, what's the difference between 2016, 2017, and 18? There was a CFO. There was a CFO and senior accountants working for Pacifica. So what do you get without a CFO and without accountants working for Pacifica? You get a qualified audit, two of them. Doesn't look very good. I'll say publicly, I'm doubtful this interim CFO is, I'll just say I'm skeptical that it will be adequate for Pacifica's needs.
Great, thank you.
Anybody else?
Go ahead.
So the public is greatly disappointed in this body for not being able to do its business within the time frame that it's set up, and often disenfranchising committees and the work that they do. They're always at the end, or I would say often, I don't know if it's always, but they're often at the end, and there often is not time for them. The community is involved with these committees, and the LSB members are in charge of them, and they have important issues to bring before this body. So I would propose, if I am able to do so, that business be put at the beginning of next month's meeting.
Thank you.
Is there
somebody else?
To further clarify my last comments, I don't know what I would replace, you know, questionable programs with, the programs we dislike. I don't know what program people want. I don't think people even know what they want out of a program. I think they want to be inspired, taught, and feel like there's some kind of process to be part of. So, I mean, the best thing I can see moving forward is, you know, I've been in the phone room when none of those self-marketing, you know, become a better person kind of programs don't sell. And I've been in the phone room when Malcolm X doesn't sell. So the only thing, you know, people want an intellectual revolution because a violent one is too unstable. So the most I can ask out of people is to document things, save things, get things in writing, and protect themselves from false incrimination and, you know, getting shot by police.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll wrap this up by asking directly to Kim Aaron and Grace Aaron, since specifically you've heard this for 2 years, why have you looked the other way about the FCC violations?
And others.
Why?
Well, I could say, I will say, I don't work for the FCC.
No.
I haven't been employed by them for like 4 or 5 lifetimes.
It's a mandate for the PNB to make sure the organization is compliant with the regulatory agencies.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Jan Goodman was also in the room when I told Tom Livingston. Mm-hmm. So.
About what specific violation? I shouldn't be commenting.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'll tell you. Oh, I'll explain it. I'll explain it again because I did it before and you weren't listening. Please be quiet, people. Because the GM and the IGM before that have acknowledged that they are taking money and using it for our airwaves to do advertisements. They're saying, they're misleading the public, saying, oh, we don't take corporate underwriting. It's all power, you know, powered by the people. That the station is taking money. Pay to play. We'll take your money and we'll do promotions on air. That's violates FCC rules. And I've told you this for 2 years. I mean, you could look it up yourself. The regs are, you know, it's not that complicated to find out. Or you can ask your fancy lawyers. But you can spend all the money you want, but I'm telling you for free, and I've told you for 2 years. So you're the people who have looked the other way for 2 years about. And I guarantee you, I promise you, there are others if you look.
I don't. Is there any other? Problem?
There's nobody else.
Oh, somebody, Fernando.
No, I'm done.
Yeah. Okay.
I've said enough. There
okay,
were
so
Mike
wants
it.
Okay. One more thing is that regarding Kevin, I think is not knowledgeable enough because he says, as he says himself, he doesn't know the people that they've been in KPFK for many years. For many, many years, people did the volunteering for KPFK, but he doesn't know them. And according to Gant, not knowing it, he makes a political decision that not liking them or just get rid of them or somehow, you know, kill them all. So because he doesn't know what's going on. Since that knowledge, information he doesn't have, he's not qualified that position. And he should leave. He should leave soon. You know, otherwise, you're not going to have, succeed in programming or KPFK.
Okay, thank you, Mike. That's the end of the public statement. Now the meeting is adjourned. Thank everybody who's still here for attending.
And we're going to meet again on, when's the next meeting?
The 26th, hang on, the second week.
June 26th.
June 26th, 1 p.m.
You done?
We're done.
Okay.